Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Drop in today for your delicious $8 coffee and cake special.
Taylor Swift has released a Christmas song and it's adorable. You know that she grew up on a Christmas tree farm, right?
I do now.
And her job was to pick the praying mantis off the trees. So cute. Well, the song reflects her childhood surrounded by Christmas trees and snow, and the music video is full of her actual childhood videos. It's adorable. And the song, well, it's called Christmas Tree Farm.
Taylor Swift is winning all round, actually, as Forbes have just released their list of the top-earning musicians for 2019, with Taylor sitting at number one with 185 million, beating out Kanye West, who came in second with 150 mil. Ed Sheeran is at number three with 110 mil, the Eagles at four with 100 million, and Elton John coming in at number five with $84 million.
And that's US as well, so it's even more Australian dollars. Harry Styles' latest single, Adore You, has been getting quite a lot of attention, but it's more for his eccentric music video about a boy, Harry, who lives on a strange island and is shunned because of his blindingly beaming smile. He makes friends with a fish and it just gets weirder from there. Money.
What do you think?
Don't mind it. Groovy beat.
Eddie Murphy stopped by The Ellen Show to talk about his new movie, Dolomite Is My Name, which is creating Oscar buzz, the Coming to America sequel, and his return to stand-up, plus his 10 children.
Does it seem like a lot to you, or does that seem okay?
No, it seems okay. It's funny the reaction the audience gives. Men kind of look at me like, he's crazy. How much did that cost? And women is kind of like a... There's something sexy about it, I think.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy must be doing his thing.
Yeah.
Murphy be getting it in.
Yeah.
And we have our first look at Gal Gadot in Wonder Woman 2. Fast forward to the 1980s as Wonder Woman's next big screen adventure finds her facing two all-new foes, Max Lord and the Cheetah. But there's a familiar face from the past. Yep, somehow Chris Pine's character Steve Trevor has found his way to the future. A new era of wonder begins.
We all have our struggles. Have you ever been in love? A long, long time ago.
That's Blue Monday, New Order. Came out in 1983.
Well, this movie's set in 1984.
Well, there you go. Mm.
Welcome to the future. All you need is to watch.
Wonder Woman 1984 opens June 5th in 2020.
And Carol Spinney, the puppeteer and voice behind Sesame Street's Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch, has died. He voiced the two iconic characters from 1969 up until just last year. Carol Spinney was 85.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.